This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian and Turkish officials said Thursday an agreement allowing for the export of Ukrainian grain through the Black Sea will continue for another 4 months under its current terms. The extension came days ahead of the potential expiration of the original deal that Turkey and the United Nations brokered in July to allow the resumption of grain shipments that had been interrupted by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Both NATO's chief and Poland's president says a deadly missile strike in Polish farmland Tuesday likely was not a Russian attack. AP correspondent Sarga Magani has that part of the story.
The preliminary finding:
the incident was likely caused by a Ukrainian air defense missile.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, echoed by Polish leader Andrzej Duda,
wskazuje na to, że był to intencjonalny atak na Polskę,
who says the strike appeared unintentional as Ukraine tried to defend itself against a Russian bombardment at the Pentagon.
We have seen nothing that contradicts President Duda's preliminary assessment.
Ukraine, though, is contradicting it, with President Volodymyr Zelensky saying it wasn't our missile or our missile strike. Stoltenberg and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin say they're not blaming Kyiv.
This is not Ukraine's fault.
Russia bears ultimate responsibility for this incident.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Myanmar's military-controlled government announcing Thursday it was releasing nearly 6,000 prisoners, including four foreigners from Australia, Japan, Britain, and the U.S. State media reported the four were granted amnesty and asked to leave the country. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app, via remote. This is VOA News. International human rights groups are calling for urgent global pressure on Iran to stop handing death sentences to jailed anti-government protesters and to refrain from executing any of the detainees. Iran's judiciary has said five people detained in the government's crackdown on a two-month protest movement have been sentenced to death since Sunday. The five detainees, none of whom were named, include three people who were handed the sentences on Wednesday. In a message sent to VOA, the director of the Oslo-based group, Iran Human Rights, said the Iranian government is using the death penalty to try to scare the public into once again fearing its authority. Many Iranians have overcome such fears, joining mostly peaceful nationwide protests against 43 years of Islamist rule and defying repeated violent crackdowns by security forces since the protests began in September. South Korea says North Korea fired a ballistic missile toward its eastern waters. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the launch was made Thursday, but gave no further details. Billionaire Elon Musk is giving Twitter workers until close of business Thursday, today, to decide whether they want to keep their jobs. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
According to an email new owner Elon Musk sent to Twitter workers, they have until 5 p.m. Thursday to click yes on a link if they want to be part of the new Twitter, which he calls a software and servers company at its heart. Employees who don't reply by that time will receive 3 months severance pay, according to the email. Musk said Twitter will be much more engineering driven, with employees who write great code comprising the majority. The billionaire, who completed the $44 billion takeover of the social media site last month, has already fired much of its full-time workforce by email. Julie Walker, New York.
Amazon has begun mass layoffs in its corporate ranks, becoming the latest tech company to trim its workforce amid rising fears about the wider economic environment. On Tuesday, the company notified regional authorities in California that it would lay off about 260 workers at various facilities that employed data scientists, software engineers, and other corporate workers. Those job cuts would be effective beginning on January the 17th. Amazon would not specify how many more layoffs may be in the works beyond the one already announced. The online retail giant, like other tech and social media giants, saw sizable profits during the COVID-19 pandemic as homebound shoppers purchased more items online, but revenue growth slowed as the worst of the pandemic eased and the consumers relied less on e-commerce. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.